Number six on the agenda is our R3, Education Plan Update, Shayla Larson. First time presenting in front of the commission, I'm going to be nervous about it. I think they had to tell you that you're supposed to bring donuts there, but it's your first time. I think that's why I'm there.
I heard it was beef jerky. That's what I was supposed to bring.
Welcome.
Yes, well, welcome to me, I guess. It's nice to meet you all. Thank you, commissioners, for allowing me to be here today. It's my first time. This is obviously my first time in front of commission. It always feels like I'm privileged to be here and kind of share some of the work that I've been doing with you all or doing for you all.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Just to kind of give you a little bit of information about myself, I'm originally from Webster, South Dakota, so I grew up in the northeast corner of the state, and I came on June 9th, so I'm still pretty new, but I'm shuffling around trying to figure out my role and kind of my groove here. So luckily with the creation or the hopeful creation of the updated R3 education plan, we're kind of finding that groove and finding a lot of ways that we can make a difference in our state. So. Go ahead and go to the next. Okay, so a little bit of an overview of what we're going to be going over today. I'm going to talk a little bit about the education plan, some details of the conference. I'm going to share with you how it was strategic plan focused and some of the different objectives that came out of the pre-work and out of the conference through staff discussion. I'm going to show you a quick example of the plan, just a blip of what it looks like. What our next steps are, where we're at right now, and our course of action, and then we'll be some time for any questions if you have any. So our conference was October 5th through the 7th in Deadwood at the Tin Lizzie. We couldn't do Cadillac Jack's because you all were getting ready to go there, but we were just down the street, so we were excited to capitalize on being in Deadwood at near the same time that the commission meeting was going to be, so staff could be present for that as well. There were 26 staff in attendance. There was folks from parks, wildlife, all around the state that came together to collaborate on this. So lots of fruitful ideas went into making the plan, as well as discussing different action items that could come from fruition from that. So when we went into making this plan, we set it up so it was equivalent to the four strategic pillars, which I'm sure you all know: habitat and access, asset management, customer service, and operational excellence. So at first I sent out pre-work to these folks. They sent in their ideas and we created objectives from that. So what I've decided to do to keep it short and brief, I'm just going to give you three examples from each pillar that staff had put together. So for example, habitat and access, the three that I'm going to share with you from that. One was identify and enhance ADA accessibility and shoreline fishing for anglers. Another one was engage with customers to educate and promote use of the hunting and fishing atlas. The third was showcase habitat exhibits at outdoor campuses and facilities throughout the state. For asset management, three that came up were first one being enhance interpretive signage by identifying a plan to update and maintain signage in parks and public spaces to discuss habitat. Unify resources to identify and increase cross-selling opportunities, so event participation, fishing licenses, park entrance licenses, and finding ways to create events where those all can be combined and come together, as well as increase the available educational programs offering at state parks during non-peak season, so fall and winter. Under the customer service pillar, the three objectives I'll share is one was assess the existing Hunting 101 and Hunt Safe curriculums and see if we can identify opportunities to standardize those courses or at least have standard practices. Another one is develop and implement a standardized Fishing 101 course. This would be separate from FishSC, which is fishing or teaching folks in the schools. Supply resources to user-led social support networks to encourage past educational course participants to continue to develop their skills. So the thought behind that was we're working on not having one-off programs. We're working on, building these folks up as outdoors people. And a lot of folks, if they don't come from a background of the outdoors, they can sometimes struggle to continue on with those skills if they don't have that support system to go pheasant hunting with them or go fishing with them. So identifying social support groups, whether that's on social media or in a nearby community. Operational excellence, create a stronger post-event evaluation for education programs and events across the state. Another one that was seen as a need was hire 2 naturalists at school programs coordinators at each outdoor campus, as they've seen a need for that. And recruit volunteers for our mentor programs at campuses and facilities across the state. And then a few ones that were really interesting that folks kind of brought in that weren't necessarily aligned perfectly to the strategic pillars. One being an implement an angler targeted activity that showcases various fish species throughout the state. So almost kind of like a fish passport where you can go throughout the state to try to catch that certain species. And construct a universal list of potential reactivation program resources. And then also do our best to implement a trapping 101 course. So as you can see up here on the screen, I'm not sure if you all are able to see it. You might have to turn around. But that's just kind of a blippet of what one objective looks like on our plan. The plan is currently being revised, and I'm working really hard to make sure that it's concise and clear for our staff to then go in and form working groups and come up with specific action items. So again, right now we're going under review. After I send this on to staff and they create working groups or they create clear action items, we have the wonderful opportunity of then sending the plan on to the Council for Hunting and Shooting Sports for actually a free review for our state. So very exciting things to get all these extra eyes and opinions and expertise with this plan, and we're really excited for what this could do for R3 and relevancy efforts in the state. Any questions?
So what's the next step for you then? What's going to be the next? The very next step.
The very next thing is creating the working group. We'll be doing that early next week.
Appreciate all your work and very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me present today.
Thank you.